Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key.
8-4-3-7-5-8.
Please enter the con-
8-4-3-7-5-8.
Sorry, 8-4-5-7. That's not a valid conference ID. Please enter the conference ID. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
Or two, presumably.
Yeah, Peter's posted a link, and
Oh.
He reckons to have found that.
Oh, okay.
And that is my link, which is correct.
Okay.
Thanks. As soon as Matthew gets in, we'll do a quick roll call and get started, I think.
Are you on the call yet, Matthew? Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like he's struggling with it after all. So I think while we're waiting for Matthew, let's just do a quick roll call, and we can update that as we go. So looking at the chat screen, we have Amanda Bysden, Ken Dafoski, Leo Oberst, Matthew West, Michael Groninger, Mike Bennett, Mike Dean, and Peter Yin. Is there anybody else online who I didn't read out? Great. Well, I think I heard everybody say hi. I would ask if anybody isn't on the phone, but that would be redundant, so I won't. Okay, so, and we're just waiting for Matthew to get onto the phone when he gets that thing sorted. So, welcome to this meeting. Our main focus of the meeting is going to be thinking about future events and session planning. There's a couple of housekeeping things I'd like to cover, and I think we ought to take the chance to at least digest and think about some of the actions and ideas that came up from the call with the membership on the 25th or 26th of June, the recent call that we had. So basically then, going through the agenda, sorry for the scruffy format, but each line is an agenda item. First thing is roll call and review adopt agenda, then a brief infrastructure status report. There's so many moving parts, I just want to get a clear head on the fact that everything's in hand and there's nothing we need to do or think about. Review feedback and ideas from the June 26th going forward session. Chance for a bit of feedback from the volunteers meeting on 3rd of July, for the various things that people stepped up to the plate to work on that. And then the main thing we want to talk about is future sessions planning. I think about what events to do next as a community, and then any other business, and next meeting, and find out who's next in the alphabetical rotation to chair it, and so on. So that's the agenda. Anything else anyone would like to add, or anything that you want to rearrange any of that, or delete any of those items, or anything like that? Okay, hearing none, I suggest that we adopt this agenda.
Second.
Thanks, Peter.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Great. So the first thing I want to get onto then is a very brief infrastructure status report. I'm easily confused myself, and there's a lot of moving parts to this community's infrastructure. From everything I've seen and heard, it sounds like everything is nicely in hand, but I thought it might be good for our sanity as a group just to get a quick update on where we are with all the different pieces of the infrastructure and whether there's anything we currently need to worry about or take actions on. I don't think there is, but it would be nice to establish that. So how are we going to approach this? So first up then, the conference bridge we were chatting about just before we started. The IOLA is covering that until the end of this year, if I understand correctly. Is that right, Michael?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. The wiki infrastructure, we've moved on to the Purple Semantic Media Wiki, have I got that right? Onto our BSMW. Looks very nice, by the way. I think we all have logins for that now. I thought that was a future action, but that was only because mine had some strange foible to it. Has everybody been able to access that and log into it to be able to edit session pages and so on? Is anybody struggling with any of that at the moment?
Actually, I haven't checked to see if I can log in yet.
Right, okay. Worth checking, I think. So, for example, I had on the old system, my login didn't have a password, and that prevented my login being able to migrate, and Peter had to step in and do extra work to get me in. So, worth checking if there's anything like that. Good. Otherwise, that means we're good as far as that's concerned. This chat facility, where does that live, and what's the current status of that?
You mean the soapub.org?
Yeah.
That's a free service provided, I think, by IBM, originally by IBM, and so there's no change to that.
Ah, right. I always assumed it was part of the SIM3 infrastructure, but it's not.
Yeah, no, all you have to do is, you see the URL for today's meeting.
You are now muted.
String of characters after the last slash, and that it kind of just creates a unique chat room.
Fantastic. So when we create the next session page or any session pages for meetings, the person editing that page simply puts a unique string there, and by magic, that room exists.
Right, exactly.
Fantastic. So the wiki, the chat log, the phone, the email stuff, Peter, you volunteered to maintain that going forward, but there's a lot of other work to do or something. Maybe this is the area I have the least understanding of. Can you give us a quick update on where we are with that?
Okay, two things I'm doing. For the past archives, I'm going to continue to host those.
Mm-hmm.
For the future, I will continue to host the Ontolog archives and other communities like IAOA and maybe Onto IOP and others are starting to move out of the infrastructure. But although their past archives will still be hosted, of course those will be static. And then in the future, I guess it will be split. In the past, I run both infrastructure administration. But in the future, I will run infrastructure, and looks like Matthew is picking up the administration. Although I have seen you also volunteer to help administration and moderation and so on, but you weren't at our training session. So between you and Matthew and maybe myself, we'll have to coordinate that to get you up to speed.
Right.
But in the meantime, I'm running infrastructure, and between Matthew and I, we are sort of running administration.
I see. Yes, so I was volunteering to help with moderation, which is the only aspect of infrastructure I really understand. There's a lot more to it, then I'm more than happy to help with that as well. I just need to understand what it is. Good. So that's all in hand, basically. Nothing else we need to do or worry about. Is that right?
Not that I can see, but Amanda has a question. So
yes,
Amanda's hand is up.
So Amanda, do you have a question?
I do. Actually, I have two questions. One is actually a later agenda item, which is hearing from the volunteers meeting seems to bear on what we're talking about now. But the other is whether we're talking about sort of getting everything stable and supported for now, but are we still leaving open the possibility that we might migrate or we might change from our current mailing list to some kind of a combined mailing list forum infrastructure that requires possibly less hands-on or anyway, whatever it requires, are we still leaving that open? I'm hoping we are, but
that's a good question.
It's not sounding that way.
Any comments or thoughts on that?
Well, for the teleconference bridge, Michael can, add into this. IAOA is going to support the current one for till November, thereabout, pay for it. But what were suggested, we suggested at the EC meeting, and we suggest here, I guess, is that now is the time to, consider alternatives and the way we want to change things, including the teleconference bridge.
Yeah,
so, we're stabilizing what we have, but in the next few months, we may want to make changes.
Right. Okay. So the idea would be, particularly from the association's perspective, right? So this year, we have to kind of like steal some money from some other places, allocations to kind of cover this.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, we want to make sure that it's covered in the budget. But then, like Leo was saying, well, the people are then saying, well, maybe we should also just kind of take a look to see, is this the best approach or not? And so, like Leo said, we're, inviting everyone's input into if there are other facilities that are better than this one. I'm quite happy with this myself. It's just a question of paying for it. People have mentioned, go ahead.
Well, but my question was less about the conference bridge than about the mailing list. Basically, about our facilities for asynchronous communication and knowledge sharing.
Right.
And I understood things to be as you both just described, where we're sort of, we have a priority of, making sure we can continue, but we don't want to miss the opportunity to, while we're in the midst of change anyway, to take a fresh look. And that's that, noises about taking a fresh look have been dying off, so I wanted to clarify whether that was still true about the asynchronous structure.
So what I'm hearing is, as for the synchronous sound infrastructure, so for the asynchronous infrastructure, we should get everything stable now and then table the ideas for possible improvements in a future session. Before I throw that to the floor, Peter Ginn has a...
You are now unmuted.
Even now, if people have suggestions, you know, we can begin to start that dialogue. So if you know of procedures and or systems or software or frameworks, et cetera, I mean, let's get it out here now.
Okay. Peter?
Yes. I mean, I'm actually sort of... this is part of the discussion. I agree. It would be great to capture the opportunity. Actually, the seeds of those have already been sown during the Ontology Summit exercise. If people remember, Simon Sparrow had actually initiated a couple of things. One of which is to put a thing called Discuss. Spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S onto the Purple Semantic Media Wiki. It has been installed and is demonstrable at one of the sandbox pages. That essentially can get the wiki to look like something like a slash dot or something like blogging with people coming in with comments to a post and so on. That definitely would be great, but obviously we don't know enough about it until it is out there. And I guess consistent with past infrastructure upgrades or infrastructure improvements, usually it's community driven. Someone is passionate enough to propose something, make it work, show it to maybe at that time mainly to myself, and I said, oh, that's great, let's go on with it, and then we adopted them. I mean, essentially all sort of major infrastructural improvements have been done that way. So this, I think, is no exception. If someone like maybe Simon or Ken or Amanda would pursue that, I guess it would be best if they sort of formally at least earmark that or label that as a project so that at least the board of trustees can say, yay, go ahead. No, that's not the direction we're going. And then with the go-ahead, then they come up with beta testing, community loves it, and it takes over. One word of caution is we had multiple exercises like that eventually died, not even because of the technology didn't work. I mean, if we go back, like Jiabao did the calendar and so on, there's great, I mean, people love the technology, loves the innovation, but sustaining the maintenance and the operations has always been a challenge. Because I mean, most of these things take someone to maintain, while the person who's excited about putting the technology together may not be as excited if it starts taking him like 5 hours a week to maintain the system. So I guess one word of warning for everyone who comes up with a proposal of a new project is to make sure they also have a plan for how it is sustained. If it's not themselves, at least they have to recruit the right team together who's willing to maintain it downstream.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. So it makes perfect sense for us to have a review of the options and a presentation at a future meeting, which would include the amount of work involved, any monetary considerations, et cetera, et cetera. And I see Amanda volunteers to lead that. And Amanda, your hand is still up as well. So do you want to
I wanted to just sort of verbally make this offer to volunteer and to say something about what I think I'm volunteering for. I probably would not be the primary implementer of any of the infrastructure, but I think I'm very well positioned to look at to stay focused on the needs of the covered knowledge community and gather input into sort of requirements and limitations and gather and motivate additional gathering of information about alternatives and organize that. So
perfect. So then the consensus seems to be then we're currently focused on stabilizing what we have so we can continue, but we will have the opportunity to take a fresh look at our infrastructure, and in fact Amanda will volunteer to lead an effort which will then report back.
If that's acceptable.
So I'm suggesting this is what the consensus of the group is, and we'll find out. How does everybody feel about that?
Sure, that's fine.
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Amanda. Great. So that takes care of infrastructure. Is there any other piece of infrastructure we haven't thought about or forgotten about? I believe we've covered it all.
Well, just to summarize, so what did Amanda agree to do exactly? Maybe Amanda, you type in what you think you agreed to do.
Okay.
I think she already did.
I agree to.
Lead a review of need. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then she'll present back either at the next or.
And I'm going to eat our current dog food by attempting to conduct. To have this be self-documenting via the infrastructure we have, because I'm partly motivated by this because I don't think our current infrastructure adequately supports collaborative work of the kind we want to do compared to some other things out there, but trying to exercise it as best possible in doing this will create a page home for this review, and so it'll be visible, but I'll push it along.
Okay.
Excellent. I just wrote down what I think you said, so double check.
Okay.
So I could just.
Yes.
Good. Anything else on infrastructure? No. Okay. So I thought some good ideas and things came out of the June 26th session. I should have probably spooled some of them up, but maybe it's better to see what we all remember or get excited about from that. Because I thought John Sower and a couple of others had a few specific ideas. Would now be a good time to think about some of the things people came up with and look at what would be involved? Again, I think any substantive actions to take some of those forward would probably have to be moved to a future session. But I guess firstly then, what are the ideas that people took from that June 26th session?
Well, I think, one item, it's not an idea, but it's a follow-on activity, was the volunteers. So I know that Ken hosted a volunteer meeting, and a number of people, unfortunately I couldn't attend that, but a number of people attended, and I think we need to emphasize that we need more volunteers for the various activities and support to provide some redundancy.
Mm. Yes, and in fact, one of the outputs of that meeting, which we'll come on to in the next agenda item, was the need to meet again and widen the net. But I'll let Ken report on that on the next item. What else came out? One thing that I noticed was John Sower's was more of a vision than an idea, and I'm not immediately clear what happens next or how to be part of that or whatever, but it was this idea of different wikis that connect to each other, or that, you know, well, I guess it relates also to the idea of the Ontolog Forum as being a kind of go-to place for everything to do with knowledge representation and ontology, to somehow provide people a way into a kind of web of like-minded communities and blogs and so on. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I would plug it into this more general, you know, a list of or assemblage of, you know, various requirements and or desiderata that think about different ways of meeting and how they balance out. I would be very, very hesitant to pursue any one of these directions without having a sense of where we're going overall.
But you're talking about in terms of content or platform?
Good question.
I think both have to be in the mix.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of community, like, so maybe there's some other group that does something, and should we have something that has a link to them, and they have something that has a link to us? Maybe I'm oversimplifying, but that's what I understood from what John was suggesting. Peter?
Personally, I think John's proposal is different from what we were discussing earlier, which is mainly like infrastructure and how to pursue what we've been doing so far. John is sort of broadening the scope of what we've been doing so far, and he even volunteered to start on that exercise. If you read this mail somewhere, that nobody objects, I would start, or something like that, which I think is wonderful.
Great, I'm wrong that.
And of course, he, from his perspective, I'm just putting words in his mouth, I mean, he said, I mean, we do have an infrastructure that works, and this is like forming collaborations with other people, broadening the scope, maybe broadening the reach, and so on, which I think is totally independent of how we set up infrastructure to do our own thing. So I think they are sort of orthogonal to each other.
And that's how I read it as well, is what Michael's just written, how it's ontolog related to other communities of practice. Amanda, you have a slightly countervailing viewpoint there.
I think John has the vision for, I almost want to say the lattice of communities of practice, but, which is in a content way. But I think that actually he was raising this partly as an, with an eye to the infrastructure that would require. So that there would be, you know, the goal is the content sharing, but there would be some infrastructural component to that, so that there are reasonably navigable, usable links between the he did explicitly say the communities could be using, you know, the same or different platforms.
So can I make a suggestion then?
Yeah.
Which would be not to put the cart before that particular horse, but if following up how different communities of practice can link to each other and what platforms they use and how they do things, the infrastructure requirements should surely drop out of that as a result of just doing that, no?
I think a set of them certainly would. This is what I was thinking. When I was listening to John's proposal, I was thinking, okay, well, this brings with it some, it'll be bring in different community and of users and expectations, and also and some simple, at the very least, some navigation capability.
Yes, it'll bring challenges which we will then want to solve, I think. Yeah.
Yes, I think you know there's two parts. Just as kind of Amanda mentioned here, there's John's vision of this federation, and you know what that could amount to. So it's more like a requirements and strategy, if you will. But it will have an impact on infrastructure. I mean, I sent out that thing about the semantic web collaborative spaces. Again, you know, that's a vision that's getting realized partially by the research community, and it may be something that helps us achieve whatever, you know, John and this federation idea, you know, emerges to be. So I think we'll have an infrastructure impact at a certain point.
Yeah, it sounds like it will. So if Amanda's, you know, going back to the previous point, pulling together needs, current system alternatives, and so on the emailing / conferencing, not conferencing, what's the word, you know, threading forum front, and that's being maintained in a wiki page, then hopefully we should start to identify those needs and add them to that resource. Does that make sense, Amanda?
Yeah.
Right. Peter?
I think that there are sort of there could be a phased approach to this, and as I still see John's as a sort of orthogonal exercise, which rests more on outreach and collaboration. At the very least, for example, I mean, he concretely mentioned maybe on each of our sites, let's say ourselves and let's say the other party, be it Crypto AI or whatever, we have each other's work activity calendars posted, links to each other's website. All these are supported even with today's infrastructure. We don't need anything new. Also, I mean, another point is, given that, I mean, previously we have people like Common Logic, the Common Logic Working Group, the Onto IOP, IAOA, sort of work fairly well integrated with the Ontolog collaborative work environment. A month or two or three from now, those will be almost totally outside of the Ontolog work environment. I mean, besides even reaching out to Triple AI, I guess the first exercise is reaching out to Onto IOP and Common Logic and IAOA, or maybe some of its six, and sort of start from there.
List
there, navigate, I mean, provide navigational support and try promote each other's visibility to this broader community. I think that's enough of an exercise that is worth doing, and not a huge workload, but definitely needs someone to really champion.
Right. So basically, begins with outreach, and in fact, begins with outreach to the folks who we've already been in bed with and therefore know intimately well, which makes it easier to figure out how the rest of it is going to pan out. So what we need is an action plan or volunteer or whatever as to how to start that outreach happening. Is that something we're ready to think about today? I think it should be myself. Any thoughts, any volunteers, any suggestions?
John, for one.
Yes, so since John's not at this meeting, let's, I'm sharing this, I'll drop him a follow-up email to see how we can take the outreach side of this forward. And,
Peter, at one point you mentioned, maybe it was like in the 26th meeting, I think Todd had a kind of a note in the chat about, you know, how you saw IAOA different from Ontolog, and you said you saw it as being Ontolog as being a different scope. What have you always seen as the scope of Ontolog?
I guess in two respects. One, IAOA is fashioned after a professional society, although, I mean, I do vividly remember Nicola Guarino says, no, IAOA is not a professional society.
Yeah, it's not a professional
society. It's moving in that direction. It's formal. It's properly incorporated. It does things official.
It's like AAAI in that sense.
Yeah. And on the flip side, Ontolog is, quote unquote, and supposedly anything but formal. It should sustain any sort of conversation. I mean, whether it's formal ontology, informal ontology, whether it's a crazy idea, or because I originally fashioned Ontolog as a virtual community of practice, not just any COP, but a COP consistent with the original John C. Lee Brown notion of the COP, namely the water cooler conversation. So it's a community of practice, people who are sort of surrounding the practice of ontology, who can just casually talk about anything, which eventually end up helping each other. I mean, in the Xerox example, it's not just concentrated or focused on the engineering, but also the marketing people, the sales people, the customer support, and so on. They all chat around the water cooler, and in the end, they help each other make the practice a better practice. That's Ontolog, and that probably isn't quite IAOA. IAOA is a voice, is professional journals. It's sort of formal research work and so on. And so the scope is slightly different.
Yeah, I don't know, because what you describe as community of practice just sounds like a SIG, special interest group. On the other hand, too, when you're talking about people talking about outreach, I mean, all the things you mentioned are outreach to things which are already within the association, except for AAAI, you mentioned that. But so I'm not sure what outreach would mean.
I think talking about starting with those guys and then using that as a template to understand how to reach out to the folks you're not so familiar with.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, if that's really just the same as outreach to outreach that IOA is doing, but I don't know.
The end result is to have this network of communities of practice, and it also helps to be aware of what outreach our friends and relations are already doing, so we're not treading on each other's toes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about a turf war and IOA taking over everything, but it's just. It would be kind of dumb to duplicate efforts, that's all.
Exactly. Yeah.
But for example, is informal ontology part of IAOA?
Ooh.
There's no, I don't know.
Informal ontology is actually on the charter of ontology.
And that's why I think Ontolog is a good kind of...
We want to do away, at least some people want to do away with logic totally. I mean, wouldn't that still be IAOA?
Yeah, but then you're, well... Okay, I'll shut up now then, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I think Peter's vision is more that Ontolog is an informal and evolving dynamic community as opposed to any kind of formal institutionalized organization. I think both structures can have really the same set of foci, if you will, but one is organized more and one is less organized and more fluid.
Nice.
One is more pre-coordinated. More post or
right. Well, let's see how all this pans out, and let's have a chat with John and try and start to get some follow up happening. And I think we should be in a good place. Any other thoughts on that? So what else came out of the going forward session? The idea of Ontolog as a kind of single place to come to, a kind of a community, a kind of a almost like a virtual university type of thing. I put up a suggestion about, do we need to resurrect the idea of a library, for example? Anything like that? Does any of that make any sense to anybody else, or is that just me? Okay.
I'm not sure I understood the question.
Okay. So there's a general and a specific idea. General idea, we each presented our visions, and there's a lot of common kind of overlap there of Ontolog as almost, I think probably overstating it to say a virtual university, but I think a lot of people said this is a place they've come to learn from each other, to pick up stuff they never have picked up elsewhere, and so on, as a general kind of a place, a home, if you like. And the specific things like we had that library 2 years back for the summit, things like that. Is it worth maintaining something like that as a, and also I think related to that, making some of the excellent outputs that have come out of the different series over the years, as well as the different summits, as easy to find as possible. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. Is the more we can do to provide a place that people find that stuff. That's kind of what I was saying.
Okay, Lynn, I do have an opinion on this then. I do think that people felt that that was very important. Mm-hmm. And I actually see it as something that it can be addressed in lots of ways, but it's the best way to address it isn't known yet, but that in consideration of infrastructure, it should be one of the things we're talking about. So
right.
That's something that's not facilitated by particularly well. Findability of past content is something mm-hmm. quite difficult. And there have been various movements to, in one way or another, try to improve that, looking mm-hmm. at, taking a more principled look at that mm-hmm. And trying to figure out the best way to do it, I would think should be part of the
right.
infrastructure review.
Fantastic. So basically we'll add that to your workload on the infrastructure review, and that really takes care of what I think was quite a strong parallel set of suggestions and insights from that session. Excellent. Anything else that really...
Just to say that other people might not be coming up independent
yeah.
suggestions, but I just think they should feed into that list of... It's
yeah.
not necessarily going to be one set of consistent requirements that's coming up right now. It's going to be a set of requirements and desiderata that in the end are going to need to be sorted. But we'll,
yeah.
that all the alternatives will be looked at with regard to how they play.
Right. So we'll feed that into a list of desiderata. It's not just about forum software platforms, but about all these kinds of things. For example, as you say, I particularly mentioned the library. I know we didn't get anybody to make much use of it in this year's summit.
Right. And as Peter brought up,
did, and I'm quite happy to put some effort into that, for example, but actually just go into the mix with everything else.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And Peter brought up the very first year that I tried this with the library. I think he might have seen what was coming happening to some extent, but he said the one downside of this is it's using another piece of infrastructure that's not connected to our main repository that requires people to go somewhere else and log into
right.
something else,
that's infrastructure.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
so it sounds like that'll all
feed
into the mix,
yeah.
Which is good. Anything else that came out of that June 26th session that we should also feed into this infrastructural mix and or that we should think about in terms of picking up the phone and talking to people or whatever? Anything else that struck anyone?
I'm just going to ask Amanda, maybe just to summarize again what she was just saying. I tried to capture it, but got lost. I can't type fast enough. So just a brief summary of what you said would be great. Thanks.
I think that...
I'm delegating my scribicity here.
I agree with Mike that there was a range of direction. Well, there was a good amount of support for the idea of making the knowledge that the community builds more findable, and the importance of that knowledge to the community, and that ways that the infrastructure can best support that should be part of the, or supporting that should be part of the requirements and desiderata being discussed by the infrastructure review.
And of course, once you've fed that into the infrastructure review, just to add another point, actually going back and finding useful stuff and using the infrastructure to put it in the place that makes it findable is another activity that somebody will then have to take on. So that will come after we've presented, looked at these things over what I suspect will be two or three future meetings as we look at different parts of your infrastructural mix as they become mature.
Well, and I aim to enable as best I can the some of this gathering and reviewing to happen asynchronously.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Well, what you could do is.
It's a little bit of a bootstrap problem because it's not easy given what we have now.
What you could do is email everybody that's presented over the last few years and say, hey, here's what you can do to make your paper that you presented easy to find using the Desideratum XYZ that we've now built some infrastructure for.
No. Once certainly.
Like everybody do work.
I didn't mean. I mean before we get to that point.
Exactly. I'm trying to make sure there's a clear distinction between understanding the Desiderata for infrastructure and the work to maintain that versus making the actual things happen.
Yeah.
Which needn't be the same people. Probably shouldn't be. Good.
Well, and the making it as take as little extra effort as possible.
Exactly.
It's something much desired. It's a real meaningful part of maintainability.
Yep.
And so forth.
Good. Anything else on that? Okay, Ken, feedback from the volunteers meeting on 3rd of July.
Okay. All right, the proceedings of that meeting are in the wiki. Mm-hmm. If you'll look at the link I just put in the chat, you'll see what happened.
Right. There we are.
So... we covered a number of things at the meeting. One issue is just the overall organization and how we recruit volunteers. So the idea is, at the moment at least, it's not highly organized. It's just, you know, each of the different task groups listed there in the proceedings has, you know, is organizing itself.
Mm-hmm.
There was a suggestion that we have some kind of Team M approach, similar to what the Ontology Summit does, and that might be an interesting thing to pursue. But like I say, at the moment, it's fairly informal. The Board of Trustees has to examine these issues because we bear the overall responsibility. And so, you know, it's all of this discussion, and you know that Amanda and the rest of the board has been having about just exactly how this infrastructure should be provided. It would be very useful, of course, but in the meantime, we do have to support the infrastructure as it is now. And so, you know, it's important to get volunteers that can do this for the moment. And it seems that we've got things pretty well in hand. One thing that would be important would be, of course, to get more volunteers. And I think the best way to do that is to have specific tasks, as people tend to respond better if you have something specific for them to do rather than just say, yeah, come and volunteer, you know, and then maybe we'll figure out what you can do. They don't respond too well to that. So actually having some kind of list of tasks, you know, combined with some kind of calendar would actually be useful. Perhaps the board could think about how we could do that. Anyway, so that's the sort of basic organization idea. Then there were the various groups. Okay, the first one was Wiki Management. That's the thing that we're now migrating from the old Wiki to the new Wiki. Tejas Parikh is doing that migration. He's also the one who's doing the basic administration of the server and Wiki software. I've been helping with that as well. And we now have three volunteers, Terry, David, and Julie, who are going to be helping with this. And the idea at the moment is that this group will be meeting on Tuesdays at 9:30. Unfortunately, that's a little problematic for people in Europe, such as Julie. So we're going to have to see about maybe moving that. This group is pretty well in hand. You know, we've been running this for this activity for a number of years, and it'll be continuing pretty much the way it has been. Then the next is the forum moderation, and that we have the basic mailing list forum. Peter is going to continue providing the basic infrastructure for that.
I want to make a correction here. Actually, mm-hmm. Matthew and I are providing administration. Actually, I've gone through the walkthrough with Matthew, and essentially he will be doing most of the work.
Great.
Let's say when someone writes in and say they wanted to join as a member, Matthew has already subscribed the last two people who came in and said they wanted to join, start a wiki page on them, subscribe them to the list and write back to them to welcome them and so on. So besides just handling welcome new members, Matthew is administering. Of course, I will still sort of do, I will do sysadmin and he will do list admin. If you might want to clarify that on the page. So we're both doing the admin, but if you break that down to sysadmin and system administration and mailing list administration, then I'm pretty much off the list admin side of the exercise now.
So you're doing sysadmin?
System admin. So if something if the server came down, then obviously Matthew will not be in a position to handle it. I will. Mm. However, if there's new subscribers, then Matthew is going to do it, not me. Mm. And I guess Mike has to come into the mix yet.
Yes, I was initially volunteering for moderation, but if there's no one to help with, I'd be delighted to.
Right. So.
Okay.
Doing those two tasks is quite distinct.
All right. Well, that's great. But just in general, you see, each of these groups, as I say, will be kind of self-organizing and doing their own administration. So, there won't be a kind of at the moment, at least, there's no overall management of all of these activities, which is probably good. It's probably good to be to keep it informal and decentralized. On the other hand, the disadvantage is that it's possible that something that has to be done will just fall through the cracks. So we have to watch out for that.
Yeah.
All right. So then, recordings and chat transcripts. This has to do with the conference bridge. Now, the conference bridge does have the ability to record the meeting, but you do have to have admin access with the conference bridge to do that. But it turns out you can actually record it locally. So, for example, I'm recording the meeting right now myself. They're using something called Skype Call Recorder. And so it's actually pretty easy to do that. You don't have to have admin access to record a meeting.
Michael has a question.
Yeah, no, that's good, because the admin access issue was going to be kind of problematic, because I'm the only one with admin access. But if I give that out, then everyone has access to my credit card information. So I was a little reluctant to do that. But if you can do this by a Skype record, that's perfect.
Yeah, I see no reason to have anybody have admin access other than you.
Mm.
So we've recorded meetings and everything worked fine. Christy Kapp is processing the recordings, and she seems to be handling that very well. David Blevins has also been helping with this. The idea is that you take the chat session from the meeting, and then you you do a little bit of editing, such as, it would be helpful actually to remove some of these initial discussions at the beginning, just concerned with connecting and everything.
Yep.
Focus on just having the real content of the meeting in the chat transcript. Suggestion was made to have formal minutes of the meeting. So, for example, at the meeting, in the volunteers meeting, there is a chat transcript farther down. But what I did is I sort of collected that together here in the proceedings, so that it's a little clearer what resulted from this, from the meeting. Presumably, this would be done by whoever the scribe or secretary of the meeting is.
Right.
So, hopefully it would be better integrated with the chat transcript. You notice this particular example, I don't have any integration with the chat transcript. If there would be some, at other meetings that I've been to, they'll have formal motions, and votes and such will be in the chat transcript, and then you can just extract that from the chat transcript as your minutes. I don't know that we need to do that, but anyway, pulling together some kind of summary of what happened in the meeting would be nice. So right now it would be done by whoever the scribe is, as I say.
Yeah. That would probably be different for different kinds of meetings. So a meeting like this, we might want to, the scribe would record more formal decisions, and a meeting like the volunteers meeting might be more unstructured or something.
Right. It would definitely be a function of the particular meeting. I don't know that we want to have any fixed set of rules for this or procedures.
No, although we need to come up with a fixed expectation of proceedings of actual Ontolog Forum sessions, the ones we're planning to do, which we'll come on to shortly, which I think is already pretty well established, but we'll leave that to the scribes of those things to come up with as well.
All right, and then there's a section called meeting facilitation that we didn't really fill this out too well at the volunteers meeting. It's the idea is that each of the sessions or the series of sessions represents a kind of project, so you need to have a kind of project management for it. You know, things like reminding the speakers that they have to send in their slides and their abstracts, you know, and making sure that that's all done, hopefully before the beginning of the meeting, and maybe even some days before. You have to post a notice in the mailing list that the meeting is going to be held. So there are all kinds of things like this that have to be done. I tried to capture some of those procedures in this procedures page. Peter has other pages where he has things like speaker tips and such that have been captured over the years. So there's, we do have at least some of the procedures captured. It'd be nice to be able to get all of the procedures together. And in fact, what would be interesting would be to formalize this using something like BPMN. And there are implementations of BPMN, quite a few actually, that could be used to automate a lot of these things, such as giving reminders and such, so that we could offload a lot of these activities from the session chair. So that would be an interesting thing to do, and perhaps that's something that Amanda might be interested in investigating.
I think all those kinds of things can go into that great big puzzle.
Add it to the desiderata.
Yep.
Exactly. So yeah.
Because the infrastructure should lighten the load in any way it can, and so at least, you know, having the gathering of ways it might, you know, it's not a complete crackpot idea that it might help in that direction, so it should go on the list, you know? And then we'll see what is possible.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could pursue this. Then the last item was distribution and federation. The idea there was to hopefully have triple redundancy, so that we would improve availability. At the moment, I believe Peter does provide that with a cluster. Is that right, Peter?
No, but I do provide triple redundancy, at least triple redundancy on everything, not with a cluster, since I'm not distributed. But
right.
I would suggest clustering for the new infrastructure.
Right, right.
Because
so,
because you guys are distributed. I mean, you the hardware will actually be in Boston, in Magdeburg, maybe in Toronto, and so on. I, for one, am not sort of distributed. I have a tier one data center that is triple redundant, double redundant, plus an offsite image of everything in my home office, which shadows all the double redundant production servers. So it's a different architecture, but I would suggest clustering for the new infrastructure. But that, again, that's a suggestion only.
Right, right. So there is cluster software that's available. Certainly something that could be done. But this clustering software is designed for a local area network, not for geographically separated sites. It would be somewhat, I'm not sure how easy it would be to do it, to use clustering software in that kind of framework. That's something that should be investigated. On the other hand, there is a distributed semantic media wiki plugin that uses a kind of publish-subscribe architecture. This is quite different from clustering in that the different sites in this distributed framework would not necessarily have the same, would have, you know, exactly the same data on them, the same content. It could, in fact, be a basis for doing federation of the wikis that has been talked about, that John Sawa, for example, has suggested. So that would be an interesting way to go. And this plugin is already there, so we wouldn't have to do anything with that. And it's semantic, too. So all of these semantics, all the annotations, are basically what are going to be distributed. So that's really something that would be kind of interesting to try. Terry at the moment is collecting requirements for this. He's already prepared an initial draft, and we're starting the process of figuring out what those requirements should be. So I guess that's about it from the meeting. Any other? Is there anything else that I might have missed?
I don't think so. I think I want to structure this and keep an eye on the time. Is firstly, is there anything you need from this board of trustees and from this meeting in relation to this? And then after that, we'll say, is there anything anybody wants to ask or clarify or follow up on any of the points in what you presented?
Right. Anybody else? Anybody have anything? I think Peter has his hand up.
Oh, sorry. I've got a big screen. Peter.
Yes. I think when I was doing it, for example, after an event, when we have the whole proceedings archived, I would generally put out a message to the community, at least to the nearest community, maybe not to invitation, unless it's something that the broader community needs to know. But at least, let's say, so to Ontology Summit or to Ontolog Forum, saying the proceedings are now online. I noticed nobody did make a post about that for the June 26th meeting. Two reasons. One, it might have fallen through the cracks. Or two, we know it isn't quite done yet. So either way, I think clearly identifying the responsibility is important. And I would suggest that the chair or co-chairs be sort of the person to make the original announcement, invitation, as well as to sort of close the loop by saying now everything is done and the proceedings are archived. Here is the link or whatever. That's number one. Number two, I noticed, on the June 26th exercise, maybe it has been corrected since, but around that time, I noticed that one, for example, the slides that were posted did not have, some had metadata created by the original authors, some did not. And as I explained in great detail, before I upload to the, from the WIP, the work in progress folder to the actual folder, or actual directory of the archive content, I would sort of review and update all metadata on the slides, for example, and of course also on the MP3 recording, so that they are all consistent with one another, which will eventually support all semantic searches and so on. I did notice Christy Kapp did put this metadata onto the MP3, but the slides didn't quite get edited that way. So it might have been an oversight, or maybe it's still work in progress, or maybe it's already done. I don't know. And also, I believe during the session, we noticed there were some irregularities, for example, in Leo Ober's openings, in the chair's opening slide, the URLs were pointing to the wrong places. Usually I would follow up by asking the the presenter to send in update slides and then upload that update slides into the archive. I noticed that exercise wasn't quite done either. So again, I mean, it's either things falling through the cracks or we're just not organized enough to on the follow-up side of things. So I just wanted to point that out.
I guess it was pointing back to the old wiki. Was that right, not the new wiki?
You point to the old wiki where the terms of preference actually was never there. I mean, I was originally expecting it to be there, but I mean, Amanda actually did an even better job by putting it onto the new wiki. So so that link should have been updated.
Well, correct. Yeah, okay, so I can update my slides to point to the right place.
Yeah, and then also, I mean, it has always been a problem for some conversions. I think that's an idiosyncrasy of Microsoft Office. Mm-hmm. If you capture a purple number link onto the slides when Office converts it to PDF, it actually drops the pound da-da-da at the end, which drops the purple number. I don't know if people...
Okay, yeah, I think I saw that before, but...
has always been... Yeah. Been an issue. That's why I ask people to supply PDFs because getting a supply of PowerPoints, PPT or PPTX or PPS actually doesn't mean you have something that's consistently viewable by everyone. So I would still encourage that you ask for PDFs because I mean that is one consistent format that sort of reproduces. PowerPoints don't.
Although if the conversion doesn't work, then anybody creating slides is going to themselves fail to have the purple numbers properly rendered in their PDF, unless they have to go back and use the PDF editor.
Right. So ask for PDFs. And I noticed who was it? I mean, either the chair or Ken was asking people to supply PPTs. I think that's probably not really a good choice.
Oh, I was asking for PowerPoint so that I could put the metadata in because they weren't.
Do you have the tools to edit PDFs for metadata?
No, I don't have such tools. So I couldn't. I was asking people either to put the metadata in themselves or give me the PowerPoint slide so I could do it. Mm. Well, anyway, after they... But then I wasn't actually that... It's kind of problematic getting the PowerPoint slides and putting in the
It's problematic. People give you PowerPoints and if you convert... I have three tools to do the conversion and they all came out different.
That's right. That's what I discovered.
Yeah.
So it's best if the original author does the metadata, not me.
Right.
That's what I found out.
Yeah, you should try to get a tool that would allow you to edit metadata. I don't use Adobe Acrobat, so I don't know. But I do use a thing called PDF Converter Professional, and that actually allows me to edit the metadata. I think I've tried two or three different tools that would allow that, but I can take this with you offline, so that you can do the metadata conversion. For example, I can if what's his name, Michael Gruninger, provides me with his slides, I can tweak his metadata. I cannot tweak his slides because I think you converted from LaTeX or something.
Yeah, I do LaTeX with mine.
Right. So I actually always come up with sort of fonts not supported or things like that. I cannot edit your content, but I can edit your metadata. So Ken, I guess you will need to, I mean, if you are doing it or whoever is doing it, need to find the right tool to do it. But someone who's doing it sort of across the board is important, because, for example, this is like an ontology. For example, if one person puts ontology space summit space 2014, the other person puts ontology summit 2014, or in a Campbell case, upper Campbell case word. I mean, it's the same sort of metadata consistency exercise all over again in the future semantic search. So it's good that one person sort of double checks and sort of cleans it up before the final upload.
So that's interesting. So I'm conscious of time, but what I'm getting from this and the notes I'll be making is that we're learning more and more and documenting the procedure that needs to be followed, so that we're not dependent on any one person to do it. But it does sound like we need one person or a rotating person or something who has the tool and is able to check these things, rather than leave it to the session chairs, because there's going to be too much detail, there's a lot of tooling requirements for session chairs to take care of. So again, it needs to be all documented in the process flow, and we need to own it somehow.
Yeah, you missed the last meeting. Actually, it was agreed that each session we will have the session co-chairs, which would be responsible for the overall and the content, and then we will have like a couple of production people of an event. So between the four people, which we had, I mean, last time. That would do the trick. And it's mostly documented. I try hard, I mean, to even detail the exercise onto the Board of Trustee list, even so that it's captured. Yeah. But then we still need the right people and possibly the right tools, right training to get it consistently done.
So that's why I should have actually put feedback from June 26th procedural stuff as an agenda item, because I think we've captured some really good things here, and albeit many of these have already been captured in the past and some of them just didn't work, but clearly there are other gaps that we've now identified that we can now plug. So that's good.
It's all documented on the procedures page. If you go to that,
well, clearly there's two or three things that fell through the cracks here that were not previously documented, or we would have picked them up, right?
It's documented.
Not necessarily. I think that even if it's documented, absorbing a whole lot of new procedures at once for an event.
Right. Because all I want to concern ourselves about in this meeting is that we've documented everything that needs to be documented, rather than discussing in detail one particular meeting and whether somebody made a mistake. All we're concerned about here, and I'm very conscious of time because we only have 10 more minutes, and our main agenda item should be talking about future sessions, but I think this is all important stuff. So let's keep it at that meta level of have we or have we not documented everything we need to do, and I think we now have. So there were some gaps there, we know what they are, some reminders, that's great. Peter, you had one more final thing you wanted to say.
Very quick, just say I don't mind, I mean, there's a lot of work before, I don't mind people dropping some of those for expediency, but I definitely want it to be fully rationalized and documented with a conscious decision to drop something. Let's say we want to drop metadata on slides, then we better know exactly what we're doing, and it's a conscious decision.
Exactly. Good. So that's all a lot clearer now. And I think it needed that June 26th for us to actually get a picture of what some of these steps look like and why they needed to happen. And I didn't know some of the metadata limitations of Microsoft, and I tried to update my metadata and was surprised to find I couldn't, for example. I had to go back to PowerPoint each time. Anyway, so anything else on that? I think we're good in all of that, aren't we? Anything with this? So the next 10 minutes, let's talk about at least get things in play for future sessions planning. Clearly it's July, we've got a summer coming up, so I'm assuming we're talking about things in the fall, so we may or may not have another meeting before then. It's up to us. Any thoughts and ideas first, please? Leo?
Well, yes. So we had the ontology rule reasoning and logic programming mini-series last year, and we talked about continuing that this year. So one thing I like to do is, you know, post to the forum and some of the participants in particular, like I think Benjamin Grossoff was co-chair with me on the series, and then, you know, multiple other people on individual sessions. But to see if people would like to continue that series in the fall, and or, you know, well, the fall because of the ontology summit, I guess. So, and I think Michael was also interested in the standards aspects, right?
Well, yeah, because we had the follow-up. We have like four sessions that we had initially planned for ontology-based standards.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to kind of finish up, right?
Yes.
So you mean you got the more content that's ready to be presented in that series that needs to be finished up, or more things you want to cover in that series before it's taken over, or what?
Correct.
Right.
It's already planned out. I mean, there were like 10 sessions, only 6 will run, and 4 more has been lined up.
Right.
Doesn't have a date yet, though.
Great.
Yeah, that plus whatever Amanda is going to put up in the community exercise, I mean, would give us all 2 months worth of sessions.
So, is the proposal to complete the 4 more ontology-based standards sessions and then go straight into a rules and reasoning mini-series?
Well, I want to gauge interest yet because we haven't talked about that, you know, since last year, I guess.
Any thoughts, anyone? Any alternative or any reason not to start the fall with 4 sessions in the ontology-based standards mini-series, and then, secondly, any reason not to then move on to a rules and reasoning mini-series? Okay, it sounds like that's... So there's 4 remaining, and who's... I should know this, but who's in charge of that?
Of which?
Ontology-based standards.
So. Yeah, I guess. I suppose I was the person closest to doing that.
I guess I was
the new
involved
title,
in that
person most nearly in charge.
Yeah.
That sounds like June 26th, July 26th, all over again. June
26th. I was involved in that too. So.
Great. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'll go back and look at my notes to find out like exactly which sessions, because I think some of the sessions had people lined up. We've got to find out if they're still available. Other sessions, I think, were still a little more nebulous.
Right. So the 4 sessions that were planned out, some have... great. Thanks, Peter. And, of course, some of the speakers might or might not be available and so on. So... have we got enough there to say yes, we're ready to continue with that, or do you need to investigate availability of people and then say whether that's realistic, or come back and say, oh well, we've got enough for 2 sessions or 3 sessions or 5 sessions or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. there's somebody named Mike Bennett who was a co-chair for an ontology-based financial standards.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We didn't actually do that one, did we? Or did we? No, we did that one. Sorry. That one was done.
Yeah, it was the 11th to the 7th.
Yeah.
So these are all ones that
Okay, so standards in ontology metadata, Lisa Kendall, ontologies for social networks, Ken.
Right.
Ontologies in natural language, Simon Sparrow. And then there was the ontology-based standards in manufacturing, which was Bob Young and myself, yeah.
Right. That would be an interesting area to get an update on with all the buzz around the Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people are just learning that there are things that ontologies that you can use, and some are very familiar with that, and it's a whole new area to open out into. Yeah, so looking at your lists on the mini-series, you've got 2013-12-12, no event, 2014-01-09, that's 9th of January. Oh, so that one happened, right?
Right.
Get my American dates back to front. So...
Yeah, so four, the ones that weren't covered were...
Seven were presented. Oh, I see. Yep, you got S1 through 9 there. Right, doing a joint session with the Rules Reasoning mini-series, synthesis and harmonization, natural language standards, social networks.
Yes.
Those are covered in there,
right? Yeah, so S3, S5, S6, S7, not covered. That's right, 3, 5, 6, 7. That's the four that weren't covered. Yeah.
3, 5, 6, and 7. Lovely. So there we have it. S3, S5, S6, and S7 to be presented. Great. And that includes the putting it together and the next time to think about. Good.
Well, it means it's contacting the session chairs and making sure that they're ready to go in September. Or, you know, September, sort of thing.
Yes. So each session has the session chair, of course, so they would be the ones to contact the speakers. So
right.
That can be done. So, Michael, will you be able to contact the session chairs and let them take it from there?
Yes.
Great. And we start from presumably whatever's the first Thursday after Labor Day, is that right?
I guess so. The other thing is, like, FOIS, the conference, and then the summer school are, like, the second and third week of September, so we probably won't schedule much during that time period. But we could do one like in the beginning of September and then do one in the beginning of October, that kind of thing.
How about we do a kind of a session early September just to get the
initiative
and
everything? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so right at the Labor Day, for example, you're right.
And at that one, we would know exactly when the next one would be.
Yes.
Right. And then segue straight into the rules reasoning one after that. I suspect you'll get a lot of interest from some of the FIBO ecosystem. They're all over rules at the moment. So Benjamin and David and Dennis will all have interesting things they can bring to that, which would be good.
They don't have to be in series with each other. Last time we were doing it, it was interspersed. You actually don't really have that much time. I mean, if you don't, especially if you don't want to do anything in August, I don't know if you want to have events in August.
No,
otherwise,
no.
I mean, with September, August, you want to take a summer break. September, you mainly have FOIS and some IOE summer school. Then you have October and maybe part of November. By then, Ontology Summit already creeps in. So you really don't have that much time or that many sessions. I would suggest maybe one or two people be delegated to sit back and just come up with a master calendar and propose a few slots and take it from there.
Right. Okay, so at the top of our hour, it sounds like we have a consensus of what we need to do and an initial action to start that happening, but we need a master calendar owner as well. And we have the option of interspersing some of those, which can help a lot as well. If we...
Yeah, plus Amanda's session and possibly Ken's further volunteer session, right? Ken, you might want one more.
Mm.
And Amanda definitely wants one or two more on a sort of infrastructure review. assessment proposal type session. Yes or no?
Ah.
Why would those be separate?
I figured that would be a Board of Trustees session, but we're using the same concept at the moment. Is that the assumption going forward as well? So whenever we have a BO2 meeting, there isn't a mini...
You are now unmuted.
Question for Amanda, I guess.
Yeah, I think certainly I want a session in there, and I'm uncertain in thinking through when I think about sort of kicking off the general discussion and getting it rolling asynchronously. And I have to look at
Okay.
Why would you have a separate volunteer session and Amanda's session? Aren't those pretty much the same?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the, you know, what I, well, what, once as people will probably, you know, step forward and participate in various ways in the review of all this infrastructure requirements gathering, you know, and alternatives and so forth, but it's not primarily a call to volunteer to do anything or implement anything. At some point, once infrastructure decisions are made, then people will need to, there'll have to be people to carry them out, but that's not the initial.
Right. So there's nothing to run over, but as I see it, it sounds like two different things. I guess one question is, do those need to happen on this same time slot, and therefore whoever's running the master calendar needs to take account of that? And the second question is, volunteer to put the calendar together. Anyone? Shall I look at that and coordinate with Michael, who has a handle on the current session planning side of things?
I guess we could coordinate on that.
Okay. It's dangerous to leave me to volunteer for something because I'm not very good at remembering to do it, but I didn't hear anybody else, so I'm going to put my hand up. So, great. Michael, I'll talk to you offline about let's have a look at how many Thursdays we're actually talking about and what we can do with those. Then when do we need our next BOT meeting to make sure that's all in hand? I'm going to suggest that we should use one of these vacant August Thursdays to put all this together and so we hit the ground running. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And do we know who will chair that? I believe it's alphabetical, but how does that? So
I think
we also discussed that the scribe today at today's meeting will chair the next.
Oh, good. Right,
that would be me then, I guess.
That makes it very rational.
Great. And then who's described for the next one, or will that be automatically known? Well, Michael, you can announce
that's
that
the next person in the next,
together.
It's the next person in line.
Great.
So that would be. Where is that list?
Whoever it is. So you'll put it on the session page. And,
well, no, actually, it's like,
so let's agree now.
Yeah, where's the list
okay.
that we were using?
Ah, I don't know.
On the Board of Trustees, the trustee list on the wiki. Oops, which I'm.
Yes, it's. What comes after? G for Gruninger. Board of Trustees. I can't find the link. Okay.
Because the way it looks like it's kind of listed is alphabetical on your first name. So like Amanda was first.
Oh, first name, right.
I had proposed in the terms of reference it says that the chairing goes alphabetical by last name.
Okay, so then, unfortunately, that makes the next person Pat Hayes. And I say unfortunately because he's never attended a meeting.
Right. Is that the...
So then after that would be Mark Musin, who also has not attended a meeting.
Mm.
Or Till. I guess Till Masakowski would be the next one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
let's volunteer Till and try to get the full membership active by some means.
Yes, good. Great. So we know what we're doing. Do we know when do we want to have the next meeting? That would be a good day to have that in August.
Earlier the better for me.
And I think in terms of making sure we pull it all together earlier, the better is good as well. Plus appearance at Semtech in late August. So we're looking at the 7th or the 14th.
Maybe the 7th. Oh, it has to be the 7th.
Are we looking at like monthly calls, calls?
I think monthly.
Yeah, I think we're sort of
monthly definitely. Time, that definitely would be good when we are in shape.
Yeah.
Which we aren't quite yet.
Right. And so you're saying we need another one before then, possibly. In 2 weeks' time or something, it could be the 24th. Anybody feel we should meet on the 24th as well, or happy to wait till the 7th of August to? Again, we took up a lot more time on infrastructure than I expected in this call, but we've got the ball rolling, and the main thing for the next meeting is to make sure everything's in place for those sessions in the fall.
Michael should make the call. You're the chair.
Yeah. Michael?
Let's see. So what are the action items we have?
Contact the session chairs for the mini-series on ontology-based standards. Start thinking about the rules, reasoning, mini-series.
So that can wait until August.
And the calendar. Yeah, I think so.
I guess the thing would be the issues that Amanda was thinking about. I'm not sure if 2 weeks is enough time really to pull it together. Is it, Amanda?
Well, I think not enough to meet on, I don't think. I want to, set up a wiki home for it and start the activity, the gathering activity centered around that, using the mailing list as well. And that should certainly be rolling within 2 weeks, but I don't know that it would really make sense to have a meeting.
Right.
Yeah, so I think August 7th then.
Yeah, and Amanda could report back on August 7th, but if you need another meeting 2 weeks after that, either for that or for the session planning or both, then that can be decided then.
Right.
Great. Well, it's 10 minutes after. Ken, sorry, your hand's up. You had a comment.
Hmm? No, that was my comment. Or I already made my comment.
Good. Lovely. Any other business? If not, thank you all very much indeed. I think we've got a really good crop of actions here. Everything's feeling really solid. And thank you all very much. Sorry for overrunning. And we will all see each other again on the 7th of August.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The moderator.